What's left in the fireplace when the fire goes out?
Ashes.
Mm-hmm. What color are they?
Depends on what you're burning. Mm-hmm. Usually they're gray, like they're kind of a grayish.
Are they any other color, like the color of my shirt?
Oh, not too often. I'm not familiar with all kinds of ashes, but usually they're kind of gray-like.
Mm-hmm. What if they were this color, what kind of ashes would they be?
They'd be white.
What is it that this piece of furniture I'm sitting in, what is this called?
You're sitting in a chair.
Okay. And how about that piece of furniture against the wall there?
Well, that was a settee when it was bought.
A settee?
Yeah.
Why is it called that? Or, I mean, do you have any idea where it gets that name from? Or?
No, I don't. I don't know. But had it been overstuffed, one of these overstuffed jobs, it had been called a sofa.
Mm-hmm.
That's a rather colloquial expression.
Uh-huh. So it's a settee that just has cushions in front and...
Was when that was bought. I would tell you what it was when it was bought.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's what it was when it was bought. We hadn't had it but about 46 years.
Okay.
Ooh,
really?
Oh, yeah.
It's in great shape.
Well, we don't buy a piece of furniture but once in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
oak?
That's solid oak. That piece of furniture you're in has been made 46 years. It's been in this house for 30. It's been in this house 42 years right there. Not in that particular place, but it's been this house 42 years. Never had anything but some new cushions made for it.
Uh-huh.
But you don't buy it. If you buy a good furniture, you don't need one piece or less. You're more than 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
This table you see over here on the island, I don't know. Frank could probably tell you, but that table is probably 100 years old. We have any number of pieces of furniture in here that I know. This chair by the in the den by the light over there, I know it's 85 years old.
That's really amazing.
But we don't trade funding. When we buy funding, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the piece of furniture in your bedroom that you keep clothing, got drawers and things?
That's a dresser.
Uh-huh. If it had a mirror on top of it, would you call it anything else?
Well, where we got clothes in now, let's come again. Now, we've got dresses and we've got chests of drawers in there,
mm-hmm.
too. In our bedroom, we've got a big double dresser in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we call that a dresser. And we've got in this one here, we have a chest of drawers. There's a chest of drawers in this front bedroom here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chest of drawers and a dresser in there.
Is the dresser lower in height? Or?
The dresser is normally lower in height than the other, and the dresser is exactly what it there's a. In this front room, the front bedroom, there's a stool. Is really what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dresser where a lady can sit down, or a gentleman either could comb the hair, she could fix her face, and so forth and so on. And this other's a place where we. There's some drawers in there that you keep. It depends on the size dresser and the purpose for which you buy a dresser,
mm-hmm.
you see. This small dresser, and yet it's a large double dresser, we call it in the back, the bedroom back there, because that's where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And